Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
What's up? You've downloaded the podcast, everybody. Well done.
What a good
there
show.
There was an interesting chat with Kim Kardashian's lawyer that we had on, especially when she's just such a high... It's funny, she's such a high-profile lawyer, like a celebrity one, that she wouldn't have to chat to us.
Yeah, that's true.
But she enjoys it. Like, she loves Australia and...
So she, these are the people who she has helped divorce before. Mm. Angelina Jolie, Britney Spears. That would have
she
been the
pulled
Kevin
out
Federline
of Angelina
one.
Jolie. Did you know that?
Did she?
Got too hectic.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Ashton Kutcher, Heidi Klum, Kim Kardashian for the third time.
Ryan Reynolds, who we all forgot was married to Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Yep. Hilary Duff, Stevie Wonder, Khalees, Kelly Clarkson, Gwen Stefani, Liam Hemsworth, and Dr. Dre, which was a huge one. There was billions and hundreds of billions of dollars with that
Interesting.
One.
Interesting. You got to hear the full chat. She doesn't take the commission. You know
no,
how like we thought?
Rate.
Yeah, she's got an hourly rate as opposed to the commission. I think that's maybe why they respect him a bit more.
Maybe.
But she does give advice even for married couples here in Australia if you want to check out, you know, in full, which you're going to hear soon.
So that's
check out our website.
Coming up, Bryce from Married at First Sight is in here as well.
I didn't hate him.
No.
Like, here's what he is. I'm just saying that he's got a lot of bad headlines going around at the moment, you know. And
yeah.
I just think it's...
He's the main character of the show.
The main villain.
He is for now. It changes pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's true. All you need is one toothbrush in the toilet incident.
That's true.
The whole thing flips itself on its head. Do you reckon it must be so sad for the contestants the year before? Because it's like their flame.
They have to let go.
Their flame gets just snuffed out. The lighter runs out of gas as soon as the new one starts.
NASA has been coming out like ever since. Remember he was a few times ago, but he always will try and...
He was pissed because he didn't get invited to the Logies.
You've got to remember the people that entered are ones that want to be talked about.
Yes.
You know, they don't want to be like, you know, oh, please don't say anything about me. Like they want to. I think some of them probably were finding love, but I don't think they hate it if they keep popping up in the news stories.
God,
like
no.
I would be mortified. I couldn't think of anything worse.
Yeah.
What about the people from the first two seasons when it was a legit show? You think they're headless?
No, I don't think they are because
they weren't chasing it the same way.
Well,
like the first season of Big Brother.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
There are some people that online say, I don't want to talk about the reality show I went on.
Mm.
Okay, so please don't. Like, I've moved on with my life. But yet in their bio on Instagram, they have season blah of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So they want to talk about it or they only want to talk about it if it's in a positive way?
Well, they're the same people who go on Facebook and say, you will not believe the day I've just had. I can't even. And then someone writes in the comment, what happens, babe? Don't want to talk about it. And then, come on, babe, what's up? I just DM'd you. You know, those people, it's like, if you don't want to talk about something, you don't say it at all. Like if you're going through a breakup and you don't want to discuss it, don't come to work and be like, they broke up.
There was one girl that did it really well online because, you know, when you kind of go, I don't want to know. You know what I mean? But they just went on about how terrible their day was or whatever. And just can't even get their head around it. And it's just, it hurts so much and all this. And everyone wanted to know.
She stubbed her toe.
And she didn't give any information. But it was just really traumatic. And she was crying. She's posting videos of her crying. And you're like, I don't want to know because I know you're doing it for attention. But then the next day I wanted to check it out. And she had a new apartment and the couch was the wrong size for the apartment.
Is she okay?
She's dealing with it. I think she had to get a new couch.
God.
But I was like,
why didn't
like,
she just get a new apartment?
So, wait, no one broke up with you? They
Who
broke up
it?
With you over the couch?
That was a bachelorette contestant or a bachelor contestant, I reckon.
No.
Obviously, it's someone we'd know.
Mm.
Say that. What's their name rhyme with?
You wouldn't know them.
Oh.
Well, then say it.
No.
Would I know them?
Yes.
Oh.
It wasn't a bad one.
I actually feel sorry for her. There's nothing worse. You don't have to wait for a couch. You wait for a couch for, like, you think, I could build this couch myself in this time.
You would appreciate it.
Yeah, and then you get it. It's like, that's not what I wanted.
Plus, it gets delivered.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got to get them back out to take it. You've got to think, how do I get this out of here now?
Do you want me to get her on for an interview and just see how she's coping since?
Since Couchgate.
Who is it?
Yeah, like when I got my new rope lamp. I should have put this up. Got a new rope lamp and I love it. Really ties the room together. Brings the deck into the living room because it's a rope and there's rope pendant lamps on the deck.
We get it. But you're rich with a big deck and rope lights everywhere.
You keep going on about your big deck.
It's a lamp, and I didn't say how big my deck was.
You say it's so big. I think it's the same size as Maddie's.
I've got to tie it into my hand.
And you always tell me that your deck's bigger. It's not. My deck's bigger than yours, I think, Stav. I think you'll find, is what you say.
You keep going on about it. It's the same size as everyone else's. You
do.
The deck is so huge. When I've just got it done, I don't realize how huge it is.
But when I got the lamp, it was screw-in bulbs, not bayonet. And I only had screw-in bulbs. So I had to go buy some.
Did you cry and post a video?
That's what I'm saying. I should have.
You should have.
That was the point of that. I should have missed opportunity.
Yeah. Always why, when you go to Bunnings to buy light bulbs, you take the light bulb with you that you're replacing.
Well, I bought the lamp online.
But it would have said what type of
lighter. No, I didn't. I just assumed that it would have been a bayonet because there are all bayonet these days. Who does the screw-in anyway?
I think lamps are bayonet. Mm. Screw-ins are generally your roofy ones.
No, I disagree. Mm. Depends on what country you got it from.
Well, I got it from here.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Oh.
What's a company that you got it from, though?
Temple and Webster.
Yeah, they're not here, hun.
Yeah, they are. They're in Melbourne. I had to ask because I had to wait a long time for
that. And when you checked the box, where did it come from?
China.
It was actually Happy Feet Lamp Co. happy time, bling, bling light.
They're in Melbourne.
You should have posted about your nothing. All teary-eyed and...
Nah, no one cares.
Mm.
I care.
Do you? Would have you liked it? You never like my photos. No one here does. Nat does.
I like some of your photos.
Yeah, no, I forced you to. Do you know Jack, our boss, has never liked a photo that I've ever posted?
Do you check who likes your photos?
Only since Jack follows everyone else and likes their photos, but not mine. No, I did because I said to Stav, he goes, oh, that was a nice photo. I said, but you didn't like it.
I missed one, Debbie.
I'm bad for liking. I don't like a lot.
You don't like a lot?
Well, no, I'm a flicker and I don't really like anything.
I understand that. I do that.
Yeah,
but it's more photos are coming up now for me. So like Nat, I'll always have her photos come up. So she even said to me last night, you always say that. I'm like, well, yours always pop up for me.
Yeah. But if you like them, then they stay. That's what comes up in your feed.
But now I can't get, even if I go to other people's and likes them, it's still not coming up.
Algorithms.
Oh, right.
Maybe that's Facebook telling you don't need this. Nah, this is, I know you think you want it, but nah.
All right, don't need it.
Let's get into today's podcast, guys.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
You guys know that I love real estate. If I'm having a bad day, I'll jump on real estate and just look at all houses. Yep. It just makes me happy. It's like a big game of Monopoly. And if I've ever got a little bit of a wild streak, I'll actually bet on interest rates.
Oh, right.
So much fun.
You are just out of control.
Where can you do that?
You just go on sports bet. Right. On any of the websites, any of the betting. I mean, I'm not gamble responsibly, of course. Don't put your house on it.
Hey.
But, no, you can bet. There's no good odds at the moment because the Reserve Bank have said, look, we're not going to raise interest rates, so spend. But they sat yesterday because they sit on the first Tuesday of every month and they went, oh, so we're spending a bit too much. You know, house prices have gone up 17%, but until wages go up and employment goes up, interest rates are going to stay the same. But as soon as that happens, then they will start to increase.
It's the sports bet stuff.
Yeah.
They'd have to be on that because if you work for the bank and
the Reserve Bank,
you know what's coming, like you could just go on, drop a grand on what's going to happen and then
boom. The odds aren't that great and they're very predictable. I could tell you what the Reserve Bank's going to do before they sit. It's not great because you can see.
A lot of the time, there's a cap on those sort of bets too.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you think you can make a heap, but it's not. It's just there for a bit of a bit of funsies.
They're not novelty bets, like you're saying, but it's just if you're an economist and you're looking at unemployment rate and all that, you already know what's going to happen.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So that's how they're making all their money, sports bet.
But
I know what you're on to, Tom Petrovsky. I'm watching you.
So interesting because during COVID, and I know that people out there who are trying to get a rental home, or maybe their lease is up and they're trying to find something else, or if you're thinking about buying your first home, it's really hard. And it's so hard that it's gone up 17%. That's why. Mm. But it's also what people are searching for. And a lot of people were buying many years ago from China into Australia, but then there were harder restrictions. So the Chinese market cooled off and it is still reducing over time. But now people over in the US and the UK, United States, Hong Kong as well, are now Googling moving to Australia.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you come to the COVID-free country?
It has jumped.
For we are COVID-free.
A whopping.
Brilliant.
What?
We should change it.
Did I just fix like 50 problems with one lyric then by accident?
Yeah, but then what about the conspiracy? There's got to be an anthem.
I don't do much, but I just did that.
It's an anthem for everyone. 57%, it has been increased of people from the United States Googling Australian property and looking on there. So realestate.com have come out, as you would imagine, Gold Coast.
Oh, yeah.
And anywhere by the water. People in New Zealand have Googled, where do New Zealanders live in Queensland?
Gold Coast. Coomera Waters, in fact.
Well, where do you think people want to come in Brizzy? What suburb is it?
Oh. Barden's too up there. Ascot's probably too expensive. They'd be going middle of the range.
They're probably a bit more loaded if they can travel out. Hamilton, maybe, near the river.
It's New Farm and Indro.
New Farm.
So they are the most sought after areas for overseas searches. If you're up in the Sunshine Coast, Noosa Heads and Mooloolaba and Coolum are also in demand.
So they're like they're shopping if they're going to Indooroopilly. They're all great shopping centre.
But remember that all these websites will suggest what other people are searching for in your area.
Yes.
So once people over in the UK or America will start searching for this, it's come up. And the most searched house is a 3-bedroom property in McGregor.
McGregor.
That is the most searched place from overseas. It sold in January and it sold for $680,000, which is a lot higher than ones in that area.
Yeah.
It needs, it's...
They got a TK Maxx.
Yeah. They got a stadium for
rock
concerts.
But that was the most searched place.
Close to Sunnybank for good food.
Yeah. Sky Zone.
Yeah.
Rebel Sport.
God, I want to move there. Stop.
So why that one? Was that just happened to be in the sweet spot for prices? Or?
Just what I said is that people started to search for it and then all of a sudden it up.
So McGregor's
the
new
hotspot. All of a sudden, you can imagine the real estate agents going like, look, I just want to let you know how good I am at marketing. This has been viewed by millions and millions and they've looked at it.
Right, there you go. Well, if you live in McGregor, 13, 10, 60, we got first calls on the way. Is there something about McGregor we don't know?
It's a hospital. It's got everything you need.
Well, maybe that's what they're saying.
But there's got to be something specific if millions of people want to go there. Was it a nice house?
It was at Gundilla Street in McGregor.
Yeah.
But it had like a Lionel, people saying that need to be updated.
Oh, it's still got the old Lionel in it.
Yes, in the...
Oh, I love a Lionel house.
Yeah.
Do you?
Well, because you rip up the liner and there's always newspapers under there from when they laid it, you know?
You just like buying it for a treasure.
Let's check out the history of this place. Well, there you go.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
All rise. It's Judge Maddie.
Maddie has got the call up for jury duty and I'm really excited by it, but 5 weeks off and you haven't decided whether you're going to do it. I mean, look, we will miss you, but I think if you want to do it, I'll live through you. I think it's exciting.
Oh, yeah, you live vicariously.
Yeah. Mm.
I just don't know if work is one they would let me or like how it works financially because I can't afford not to get paid for 5 weeks.
No, it is confirmed that they will top up what they pay you.
Yeah,
so if you earn more than the minimum wage, then they will top it up. Work has to, and legally they
have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you want to, that'll be the court case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be the first conversation. But we just wanted to prep you, right?
So yeah. If I go ahead with it.
Because there's a few things that you failed on this morning.
Yeah, there is.
Do you know, you're a bit judgy McJudge face.
Well, yeah, look, I have a tendency to sometimes look at a person and be like, oh, they looked guilty.
If I showed you a photo and I said, that is a murderer, you'd go 100%. Like, I could totally see it. And I go, oh, I'm so sorry, that's the wrong photo.
You held up a photo of Stav, so I'm just going with what I see.
Every day it's close. But then again, with DNA and dating, you've got like 100% success rate, and that's just judging. But we thought we would see how you would go up against the mama, the biggest one, the creme de la creme of judges, and that is, of course, Judge Judy. So we've gone through some of her cases, and I'm going to present each side of the argument to you. You're going to make your judgment call, and then we'll hear what Judge Judy's verdict was, okay?
She's brilliant. Okay. Most highest paid woman on TV.
She is. She's worth still a mozza. All right, so here is the first case for you in the jury.
John Meyer is suing his niece, Tammy Williams, for the cost to replace his truck. John says Tammy got drunk and loaned the vehicle to her mother, who was also drunk. Tammy's mom proceeded to roll the truck and total it.
Wow. Okay, so you soaked all that information
yep.
in? All right. Okay, so let's hear from the uncle.
What happens to your truck?
It gets rolled.
While being driven by your drunk sister. And you're not suing your sister. You're suing your niece.
When the truck was loaned to Tammy, I loaned it to her under three rules. Do not drive my truck drunk. Do not drive my truck to a bar. And no one else drives my truck.
Those were his rules. Okay. I don't know if that's verbally legally binding, but that was his rules.
Don't.
Okay, good
point.
Don't
sway the jury, mate. All right. Just present the facts.
All right, well, let's hear from the other side.
I wasn't driving, and I am not responsible for what happened to the truck. He said that it was not drinking and driving, not taking the truck to the bar, not letting anybody drive it. I drank too much and passed out, and I don't know what happened after that until the truck was rolled.
America. Okay, so your verdict, sir.
Oh, no. Johnny's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if he has a sister who's going to drink drive in a truck and roll it, he surely knows that she has raised a stupid daughter.
Uh-huh.
And Johnny should know better. And just like I reckon Judge Judy went, no, Johnny, your sister totaled your car. You're going to have to take that up with her.
Oh, well, let's hear what Judge Judy's verdict was.
Sue your sister. Sister drove drunk. I suggest both of you stop drinking.
I already have.
Your case is dismissed. That's all. Go see your sister.
Get out of here, Johnny! Get out! You know your niece is an idiot. Don't give her your truck.
I do realise this has gone to his head and he's not going to apply for jury duty. He wants to be the judge.
Judge.
This is fun.
Okay, now let's bring it down because this one's a little bit more serious. Okay. I debated whether or not to use this one because the subject matter is pretty full on. But let's hear the second case.
27-year-old healthcare aide Lisa Reed is suing her former friend, house cleaner Barbara Loth, for breaking her toilet when she sat on it.
I debated for hours whether we should do this.
Why is it my fault she sat on it? It is quite sensitive.
Isn't it?
What's it? All right, give us the cases. Okay,
well, let's hear from the woman whose toilet seat was broke.
Okay. She's responsible. You break something, you pay for it. It's just like going into a store. You break something in a store, you pay for it. She was in there, Your Honor, she was in there for 20 minutes. She came out. She closed the bathroom door. She used some of the towels to wipe up the mess. Okay, she came out. She admitted to me that she broke the toilet. And then I asked her, did you break the toilet?
Just a second.
She's gone for the classic, you break it, you bought it. Which is, you know.
It's good when you go into a store.
Mm.
Well, they've got those signs up, you know, and they say, if you're going to touch,
maybe
careful.
She had that going into the toilet.
I'd really love to see a photo of the lady who sat on the toilet.
I think we can make a mental picture. Let's hear from her, though.
Just went down and sat on the toilet. Heard like a little pop. And I didn't know anything.
Did you fall on it? Did you kick it?
Oh, heck no.
Did you hit it with a hammer? Did you hit it with a wrench?
No, Your Honor, no.
It broke.
Okay, so.
I love it. You can always hear what Judge Judy's thinking anyway.
Yeah. Verdict time.
Verdict.
For Maddie, we want to hear from the jury.
Without visually seeing the lady, but, you know, hearing what you hear there, you can tell that if anyone's going to break a toilet, possibly her.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be honest. Toilets correctly installed should not break that easily. And I'm assuming that the toilet was already not in a great way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Just because your friend sits on it and it breaks, don't you be a cheap ass and try and make her pay for the repairs. You should have repaired it before she put her tushy on it and broke it. Case dismissed.
Okay, the tushy is innocent. Let's hear from Judge Judy.
The toilet broke while she was using it. That's different than she broke the toilet.
She sat down on the toilet. I heard a big thump. We were all gathering around in my apartment. We were having...
Ms. Reed, you're not following me. I agree with you. The toilet broke while she was using it. That doesn't mean that she broke it. And that doesn't mean that she's responsible for it. Toilets break. I had one just break in my apartment last week. Cost me $650 to put in a new toilet. You think I went around to try to find the last person who sat on it? Be stupid. Grow up. That's all.
Get out of here.
Boy.
Get out of here.
You should apply.
Oh, I think I'm going to have to do it.
All rise. It's Judge Maddie.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Australia's biggest social experiment is back.
Married at First Sight.
Married at First Sight.
Oh, it is back and it is good. Married at First Sight. We're about to chat to Bryce from the show.
It was harsh last night. The experts decided that they were going to ask them to rate who was the hottest to who was not the hottest as a couple. So you had to sit down with a headshot of the other contestants. And rain.
Brutal.
This was a bit of Bryce doing it.
don't normally go for girls like with curly hair and darker eyes. Are you noticing a theme yet?
Blondes.
Joe's a lot older as well, so Joe's not a bad looking girl. I'm going to say Booker, because I'm not into girls with tattoos. Samantha is my normal type, but I can tell the hair is, like, really fake looking.
Bryce has one last wife to rank, his own.
It's a kick in the guts. Fourth. You don't even get a medal for that. Big kick in the guts.
I don't mean to offend you.
Yeah, Brycey boy is on with us this morning, mate. Brutality last night.
Hey, guys, morning. Yeah, it was interesting to watch it back. Obviously, this is all filmed 6 months ago and, it triggers some emotions, that's for sure.
Who thought it was a good idea? I don't understand how the experts passed it. I mean, I know why they did it, because it makes great TV and makes everyone go, oh, they are right for rating. But what was their theory between hottest and not?
Well, thank you, Abby. That's the nice thing I've heard all morning, because a lot of things that I've heard that's going online too is, why on earth are you making these brand new couples rate each other? Now, the other thing is, I was told it had to be an attractiveness. Others were told personality. So we were sort of told mixed things as well. And unfortunately, they were stitching some people up, and I think I was on that board. So,
right. So what did they tell you? They didn't say hot. What did they say? They said personality.
No, so I got told to do mine from most attractive to least attractive, purely based on looks. Nothing else apart from looks. Mm-hmm. And other boys are told personality from what they told us behind the scenes. Like, a lot of us boys still talk, and we're like, hang on, like, Brycey, you got stitched up. And I'm like, oh, whatever. Like, it's the way it's gone for me so far anyway.
But hang on. But this, what season are we into? Like,
we all think you should have lied. Do you know what I mean? Well, like, even if you didn't, the person you're sleeping with, you put them as the hottest.
A lot of people are saying, oh, have you heard of a white lion? Like, yeah, I definitely have, but the one thing that I never wanted to be questioned with going on the show was being fake and being there for the wrong reasons. And look, if I'm sort of saying that I have a particular type of female that I used to be into, keyword used to be into, if I go and not stick to what I've said in previous weeks since seeing Melissa, that would sort of contradict myself, and I'm not that sort of person. So I thought, look, I'll be honest, people are, again, probably going to hate me for doing it, but at the same time, hey, I'm being honest, and if someone's being honest, shoot them down. I'm not a convicted criminal. I'm just being an honest guy.
Hey, Bryce, talking about the rumour that they're going to see in the reunion, the boys think you were wrong by taking a guest to the wedding who's been on Big Brother, because they thought that he would try and mouth off. But he apparently, at the wedding, thought that he wasn't on camera and said that you had a girlfriend and that you were still seeing her, or maybe just a girl that you were dating while you were on the show, and that's going to come out in the reunion show. Is that
any
truth?
Yeah, that's at the wedding. It's actually later on at a different part of the series. And, yeah, we will see something very close to what's going out and about. And, look, I guess what this show has taught me is you really find out who your mates are in this. And obviously someone that was on Big Brother is still chasing 5 seconds of fame and is a bit jealous and has to put their name up in lights however they can. And they use my name for it. So, unfortunately, I've lost a friend with that.
But again, are you surprised? Like, this is season 9 of this type of show, and it's just constantly gotten worse and worse with this sort of manipulation and
I think you forget when you're filming.
Scandal. But you must have known going in that that's what the show was.
Yeah, things like that, you know, can happen, but you just don't think it's going to happen to you. Obviously, yeah. I've watched it for the last year or two.
Yeah.
Well, you just think that you're smart enough to avoid that and not get put in certain situations, but look, when you're in the mass bubble, you're definitely in a bubble.
I just didn't get an answer to the thing, though. Were you seeing someone when you were on the show?
No, absolutely not.
Bet you love getting asked that question too, don't you, hey?
Well, I don't think people believe me. That's the issue. Yeah. I'm like, if no one's going to believe me, well, I guess everyone's going to see the outcome of the show, and I think I'll be the one laughing.
Because this show, you know, the premise of it is about finding love, and then it does, you know, obviously, the truth behind love is that when it doesn't work out for people, there are lots of hurt feelings involved, and that's where the drama sort of comes from. So as much as we say it's manipulated, I guess they do bring out real feelings. But if I was to ask you, being in love, what exactly do you want?
Well, I guess I thought I'd found love a couple of years ago and it hadn't worked out that way. And look, I definitely feel like I'm in a better place now and much happier with the direction my life's going. And if that's me being in love, then, well, time will tell to everyone.
What was it about that? Because you, like we said, you were engaged. What was the falling out there? What made you decide that it wasn't right?
We just wanted different things in life. I was ready to settle down and have kids and buy a house and stuff. And we just weren't on the same page, unfortunately. And that can happen in a relationship. So,
is the hardest part having to ring your parents?
Well, friends and family were supportive of it because they'd seen how the relationship was. I think we were two good individuals, but together in a relationship, it was quite toxic. So I think if everyone knew the sort of true meaning behind everything that happened in that relationship, they wouldn't be really asking questions. They'd probably just be like, you know what, that kind of makes sense. And just two people weren't working out. And look, they're happy individuals now. She's got a partner and I've got my own situation that I'm in currently.
We know in the past that producers have, I mean, they do. They're there to sort of manipulate and you believe that you're best friends with them and they ask you to do things. You're like, yeah, they're on my side. Have you sent any texts to the producers with how you have been portrayed if you're not happy with it?
I haven't spoken a single second to them since leaving filming.
Well, Bryce, it's great to talk to you this morning, mate. Married at First Sight, it's heating up. Back again, 7:30 tonight. Your producers are giving us the wrap-up because you've got another interview to get to. So thank you so much for your time this morning, legend.
Thank you.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
My parents have been happily married for 47 years. They're like the touchy-feely couple. Mm. You know, and we would like always go to like a place that'd always be like holding hands or touching each other, and they'd be making out in the kitchen.
They still do that?
Yeah, they still do that.
I love a good happily kitchen makeout session.
They like to pay each other out behind their backs. They just niggle. And I sort of go, I think it's their flirting. But there is something that they have never agreed on, and that is the choice of music. So the situation is that my parents have decided to drive up here. Mum hates driving. Couldn't think of anything worse, but Dad wants to drive. Well, he still can, he said.
Fair enough.
So he wants to drive from South Australia all the way through, go the scenic route, come up here to Queensland, and then he's got his car. It's a crap car. It probably won't make it, but he's aware of that.
Is it one of those things, it's not a money thing? Because generally, wouldn't a flight from South Australia to Queensland be cheaper than...
And then you're missing all of Australia.
Be about the same these days.
Why wouldn't you care for all the petrol? Yeah. And honestly, the car's going to fall apart. So that's why my parents are like, my brothers are like, they better make sure they have insurance before they go. I was like, don't blame me. They're doing their own decisions.
So they'll be putting spikes out halfway through. So your brother's out there just...
But because it's a really old car that my dad won't replace, because he said, why place money when it's still going? And the CD player doesn't work because it's got one of those like six stack of CDs.
In the boot. Old school.
So good.
It's also
got
converted to like gas, so it's got the big cylinder in the back. So the only thing that fits in the back is the cylinder and the CD stacker. Now, it was broken and my mum had the job of taking it in to get repaired, ready for this long trip. She said, I'm sorry, Pete, it just can't be fixed. She didn't take it in.
Right.
Because she doesn't want any music because she hates his music choice. And he said, oh, well, that's all right, we can just talk. She said, no, I've been to the book exchange, I've got all my books, I'm going to be reading my books, don't talk to me. Now, the reason that they can't do it is because my dad likes this music. Like, he loves her.
Does he?
Oh, my God, he loves Celine.
Really?
He loves Roy Orbison as well.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah. My mum, when they first met, thought that was a joke because she never knew anyone that liked it. And
Did he put that on, like, as in a trying to romance?
And she couldn't stop laughing because she thought that was a joke. So she likes the Stones. Loves the Stones.
That's good road.
She loves AC/DC. Classic.
Lovely. Yeah.
And this is a bit surprising. My mum loves the music that we play. She loves the music. She loves dance music and little things that get you going. Right?
Oh, she dubs that.
That's a little bit too high, but she does love it.
I can see Bevy bouncing in the front seat all the way to Queensland. Cops pulling him over, checking the boot for drugs.
I would. It's drive into a lamppost.
You don't like it?
No.
Oh, you would hate my mum's music.
Enough of that.
She thinks all your music's a bit too depressing.
Yeah, well, me and Pete will do road trips all over the place.
Your mum listens to that.
She said, if otherwise, it just you're one step into death. That's what she always thinks. So she said that there's no music.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
She hates it. She always says hates the Beatles. She goes, that's what all the goody good goods
are. I love, though, because for some couples, that could be a make or break early on, you know. But I just love that's... that's something about your dad she doesn't want to change.
Oh, no, she wants to change. She's always wanted to change it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, no, she's always wanted to get him into better music, and she always thinks it's a little bit of a joke. And she only lets him play Celine Dion at Christmas time now.
That's his Christmas present.
That's his Christmas present. He can put on the carols and her Celine Christmas Dion. Because she hates Christmas carols. They're too slow.
Oh, well. You just got to accept it sometimes in a marriage then. There's things you can't change. Like my wife. Never ever will my wife shut a cupboard door or close a drawer.
Praise, brother.
So that's the one thing that you just haven't been able to change?
Nah.
And she's always like, Eden keeps getting into my makeup. That's because you have it wide open, begging for her to climb in.
The thing is, you still try, don't you?
No, I've given up.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. You're not even doing anything passive aggressive because it's exactly the same
slam!
My house.
Slam! I just shut it.
Slam, 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 slam. Yeah, it's like that scene in Paranormal Activity where the girl leaves the kitchen, turns around for 5 seconds, turns back around every single cupboard.
Have you ever said this to your wife? Hey, I don't care them being open, but it's just I saw cockroaches go in there. I just think it's better to keep it shut.
No.
Try something like that.
That's where snakes live, behind drawers. Yeah.
Oh, a mouse just went in. Oh, it had the door open.
Yeah, nah, she will not do it. And that's the thing. There's one thing in relationships that you just cannot change about people.
And you just gotta, and I always say this, that's the thing you'll miss when they die.
Oh, she will not put Celine Dion in at his funeral.
I bet you she will.
She won't. There is no way she will. She'll put AC/DC and went, told you I'd win.
While she dances over the plot.
13, 10, 60. What's one thing you just haven't been able to change about your partner?
Still gets on your nerves, but you're like, that's what it is.
Gotta let it go, sir.
And this has been 47 years.
Mm. 47 years. I reckon Esther will be the same. She'll have things open in 47 years.
Mm. Open casket.
That'll be her last stick.
And then you'll just walk up to it, slam!
I win! 13, 10, 60. Lolita and Woolloongabba, what's one thing you haven't been able to change about your partner?
So my wife takes a nap every day.
Oh.
Does it just annoy you?
Oh, well, that means I just have to do more because she's napping.
Once a napper, always a napper, I reckon, with people.
Yeah. Yeah, she works away as well, so she's only here half the time, and the half the time that she's here, she's asleep. Yeah.
Do you try and do the vacuuming around her at those times?
The what, sorry?
Like vacuuming. Make a noise.
She could sleep through absolutely anything. Yeah. I can wake her up and be like, oh my God, something terrible just happened. I smashed 5 glasses, and she'll just be like, okay, and keep sleeping.
And people who nap during the day, they'll even do it if they haven't gotten up early or exerted any energy. They're like a toddler.
Or a cat.
Yeah, they just...
My friend always does it. She goes, I'm sorry, I'm European.
Oh, yeah, they're like a siesta.
I'm like, but you didn't ever live there. She goes, don't be rude.
It's in our blood. It's in our blood.
I was born this way.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just like, well, yeah.
Hey.
Shannon in Kapalabar, what's the one thing you haven't been able to change about your partner?
My partner leaves cardboard boxes, like, everywhere, like, from things we've bought and stuff. He just leaves them around, and I'm like, put them in the bin. And he's like, no, I'll use them one day.
You triggered Maddie.
Just-in-case box.
My wife doesn't keep them for just-in-case, but what she does is she'll have a box and she'll throw it out on the back deck. She will never take it down to the bin. Mm. She'll just open the door and just flick it into the corner.
She won't take it undone, like, not even the sticky tape and all that, and flatten it?
No. Just around the corner until this schmuck picks it up.
She's like, look at them. They just always disappear. Yeah.
And then she'll have a go at me about leaving my shoes on the back deck.
Okay, I didn't realise this would be a big thing for all of
it's
you.
It's supposed to
you
be
okay?
the one thing. It's supposed to be it's the one thing.
Emily in Romina. Hopefully Maddie can't agree with this one. What's the one thing you can't change about your partner?
So when my boyfriend has a shower, he will use his towel and wrap it around his waist to then walk the 2 meters to the bedroom to get changed and not bring the towel back inside. So then when he has another shower, he'll use my towel. And so when I have a shower, I don't have a towel to use. It's like, we only live together. So it's like, who are you protecting your parts from? Like,
oh, that's a good point. I didn't even think of that. Yeah. Mm.
Have you got lots of windows or...
They're all shut. Like, we cover them to make it's because I walk habit. Around. I walk around free as a bird all the time,
well,
so I make
to,
sure that they're.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Stav, Abby, and Matt for breakfast. B105
Alpha Bucks. It's worth $10,000 tomorrow. It'll be the 4th of March at 8 o'clock. Here are some answers.
Friends and
benefits.
fruit. What's that? Say it for me.
Fuchsia. No, fuchsia.
Is that the colour or the flower?
I believe it's a colour. The producers will confirm.
Fuchsia. It's a colour. It's a fuchsia. Shade of pink.
Purple. Oh, okay.
Fuchsia.
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 What's another colour?
Am I not saying it right? You keep repeating it.
You say it?
Fuchsia?
Yeah. No, you said fuchsia.
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 When he keeps repeating it, am I saying it right or not?
No, I'm saying it like yes.
Fuchsia. Yeah, okay, all right.
Fuchsia.
Because it's weird, but someone who can't talk very well.
Let's be honest, that's a question we're not expecting anyone to be able to answer. So good luck with that.
Aren't we?
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Kim Kardashian has filed for divorce. This is not going to be an acrimonious divorce.
Yeah, Kim and Kanye, the news is out. They're set to get a divorce. And right now, you're not going to believe it. We are speaking to the actual lawyer of Kim Kardashian. She has done her previous divorces. She's doing this one and has helped lots of stars break up from their spouses. Kelly Clarkson, Kris Jenner, Ashton Kutcher, Heidi Klum, Stevie Wonder, Liam Hemsworth from the Miley Cyrus breakup. So she has some stories to tell, and she is on the air with us this morning. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
The clientele that you have, you'd have to be the most famous lawyer in Hollywood. Has there been clients of yours that you've just had to take aside and said, look, you've used me twice now for divorces, perhaps don't get married again?
Something like that, absolutely. Or maybe you need to have me vet them before you decide to get married, or at least get a prenup this time.
Exactly. Why would Laura ruin her business like that?
These are her
good people. Like they pay her bills for her.
Laura, we don't have, I guess there's like a pre-marriage agreement here in Australia, but we don't actually have the prenup thing. Are you involved now that with clientels, like with certain ones, if they've got divorced before, are you involved with the prenup?
Very much so. Very much so. And again, it gives me the opportunity, if I've worked with them in the first place, to say, remember when this happened and you don't want to think about having to do this again. Also, you know, all joking aside, if you've been through a divorce and it hasn't been a very fun experience, you have more reason to say to your boyfriend or girlfriend or someone who you plan on marrying, hey, I really hope you understand, but I'd like to have an agreement that we go into prior to getting married so that I never, ever have to go through that kind of misery again. And I think people really do understand that. Also, and again, in a place like Australia where they may not have a legally accepted prenuptial agreement, I think it's very important for people who plan on getting married or even just living together to have pretty unsexy and unromantic conversations about what each of them expects from the relationship. I think it's really healthy. I think the people that I've seen doing that stay together longer. Not everybody needs a prenuptial agreement, but everybody needs to be able to have those communication tools for when things aren't good. Because when things are good, it's much easier to get along and discuss and have a glass of wine and everything's great. But when things aren't good, having those kind of resources to be able to communicate with each other really, really helps you get through the difficult times.
So we see at the moment that Kim and Kanye, they're working through their divorce and you're working on that. Do you find with clients, they will call you and say, I'm want to get a divorce. That's it. We've decided. Or will they ring you, say, maybe 6 months out when they're thinking about it and they're saying, what's it going to look like for me if I do this?
Yes, the latter. And what happens often is, I mean, I wrote a book in 2013 and one chapter of it was called How Do You Know? Because so many people will call and say, I just am not sure. I don't know. And the unknown is so scary. I mean, obviously, if you haven't been divorced before, you probably don't know very much about it. Maybe your parents went through a miserable divorce, but it's not something that we really seek to learn about, because if it isn't happening to us, we really don't want to think about it very much. So people will call up and say, you know, give me your divorce 101 speech. What will this look like for me if I go down this road? And that's a lot that is helpful for them in being able to figure out what their next steps are. And we have a website called It's Over Easy, and it really, really lays out not only the legal steps, because again, that doesn't apply to your listeners in Australia, but some of the emotional steps to be thinking about and what to be looking for in terms of shared custody, in terms of figuring out a new way to kind of budget yourself, and starting a new chapter is really important. So education is huge before you get into this. Absolutely.
Now, your dad was amazingly the legal consultant for the movie Liar Liar. I was thinking about this before I even knew that.
That was a great movie.
It was great. But in that, Jim Carrey realizes that his client's a bit of a not a nice person. Have you ever had that where you're representing someone, you go, you know what, the other person actually deserves more money than I'm getting for you?
Sometimes, yes. I mean, for the most part, I've been very lucky that I get to pick my clients. If there's someone who on the first call or meeting kind of rubs me the wrong way, I'll refer them to a colleague. I've got plenty of very competent colleagues who are happy to put up with probably more than I am at this stage. But if I discover it somewhere halfway through, it's very easy for me to be able to say, listen, here's the law. Mm. We're going to apply it to your facts. It doesn't matter if I like you or not. Here's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I love when you probably have clientele where they call you up and you're like, I'm really sorry, but you're the person you're divorcing contacted
your wife,
me first.
Your wife
Like, it would be a bit of a competition to have you on your team. Does that happen?
That's called a conflict, and yes, that happens. And so we have a very kind of, you know, a conflict structure at our firm. Nobody just is able to ring me up. They have to call. They speak with my wonderful assistant beforehand. We've got a system in place where she'll look their name up, and sometimes the spouses obviously don't have the same last name, so she'll look in the conflict list and see if we've spoken with anyone already. And sometimes, yes, one party will call, and I will say to Vicky, my assistant, before we call back, let's wait and see if the other one calls us. I'd rather represent him. Just wait and see.
With what you do as well, so like Kim and Kanye, there's billions and millions of dollars involved, houses, cars, businesses. What is something that you've had a client squabble over that you're like, this is ridiculous?
I know it's probably, even though it's not important to me, it was important to them. We have a lot of squabbles over pets.
Yeah.
And let me just say, by the way, I mean, I've also done a lot of, you know, nonprofit work. Divorce is the great equalizer. So no matter how many zeros there are at the end of your bank account or how many cars or planes or homes you have, everybody's terrified because it represents a change for everybody. And people don't generally like change. So we have had people get into very, very big arguments over pets. And one of them in the past couple of years had to do with cats, these two white, beautiful Persian cats. That they actually agreed, rather than just either splitting the cats up or giving them to one, they agreed to have shared custody, really, of the cat. But that got complicated, too, because what happened is the wife got this beautiful all-white condominium at the beach, and that's where she was going to be exercising her custodial time with the cats. And the husband decided to give the cat some kind of a diuretic, and when they went over to the wife's beautiful white house, they had diarrhea all over for the entire weekend.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, as you see, people do really ugly things during the course of a divorce.
And then do they call you and say, Laura, this is what's happened. You now need to sort out the custody arrangements?
Well, no, but they'll call and say, Laura, you have the member of a good cleaning company.
Oh, man.
What are some of the craziest requirements you've had in a prenup?
There have been crazy things that they've tried to put in a prenup. Men say, if my wife doesn't lose the baby weight by a certain date after she's had the baby, I want to be able to get divorced without having to pay this thing. Obviously, I'm sure you've heard about, but I do believe they are unenforceable. You know, adultery clauses, if you cheat on me, you have to pay me this much more. But I've actually even had a woman come and say, I've been married before, I had a miserable marriage, I don't want to go through it again, but it's important that we get married. So what I'd like in this agreement is, if he leaves the toilet seat up, if he leaves any of his hairs on the sink, or he doesn't put the cap back on the toothpaste, I get an extra X amount of dollars per year. And I said, we can't put that in. But
thank
I like the
thank
idea,
God.
But we can't put that in.
thank God we can't.
The baby white one is unbelievable that a man even has the balls to bring that up with you.
To me, a woman who's had two children,
exactly.
And I'm not really sure. I've lost all the baby weight. Still, the youngest one's 11. I'm still waiting for it to come off. But, yeah, I think most of my clients look at me, you know, like one of the guys or a big sister or something. Mm. And so they'll say things and I'll say, dude, we're not even telling her that you said that. What a horrible, no, not enforceable. We're not putting it in.
And then you're invited to the wedding and the whole time you're like, you could have done better than that.
Well, Abby's actually a marriage celebrant and you've got a 100% success rate, right?
Yeah, that's what I keep threatening them with. So,
because you say you can tell if a marriage isn't going to work out.
Because I always think I could tell as well. Do you think you can?
No. I know I can't. I mean, I've been doing this now for 26 years, and it's always the ones that I'm like, there's no way. And they're just hanging in there. And then the ones that seem so perfectly matched, you know, however many years will come back. But I perform marriages as well, just on the side for fun. I don't take any money for it, but I've married 5 or 6 people, and I have a 100% success rate too. Actually, though, out of the 6, 5 of them have been same-sex marriages. So right. Maybe that's the trick.
I always think it's when, if I'm chatting to someone and one of the couples, and it's generally the woman, I'll be honest, she rolls her eyes or she seems disgusted when he talks about something that she hadn't sort of given permission for. And it's this disgust or this contempt that you like, it's not going to contempt or it's not going to last.
I think that would be a very good red flag. Yeah, totally.
You've worked with so many clientele and we only see them in the tabloids, but you've worked with many members of them. Are the Kardashian family just very, very professional in the way that they conduct themselves? Are they a joy to work with?
Yes.
That's all you're getting.
Yeah, that's all I'm getting. Yeah, yeah, you're
talking to a lawyer. You can't get too much here.
Yeah. I thought I'd just pay too much for my hour, and that's like, yeah, that's it now. You're done.
And what's it like for you, I guess, say, in the instance of like a Kim and a Kanye, if you're representing Kim, because you would be there in California in those circles, and then you bump into, say, Kanye in a bar, what do you do? Do you have to stay away from them, or how does that work?
Remember, the past year, nobody's gone anywhere, so it doesn't really matter. But there were places, I'd say, back in, you know, before COVID, where I would go to a restaurant and I would maybe see someone at a table or whatever. If an attorney encounters the opposing party, you're not really allowed to speak with them without their attorney being present. Mm. So it's a non-issue. Like, if he came over to me and started talking, I'd say, I really can't speak with you. But for the most part, believe it or not, people aren't clamoring to be social with me, whether they're my clients or not. So, and LA is a pretty big city, so it's usually a problem. There have been some restaurants I've walked into, and as I've walked through, there's been like, oh, I represented him. Oh, I represented her white husband, you know. And I said, can you just keep walking further to the back of the restaurant, please? That would be better for me.
Well, I guess get takeaway.
At this point, it would even be bad if a celebrity was papped like next to you, because it'd be like, oh my God, they're having a meeting with this famous divorce lawyer.
Exactly. Well, people will say like, oh, do you want to have lunch? And I'll say, I don't really have lunch very often. You don't want to be seen at lunch with me.
Well, Laura, thank you so much for coming on this morning. We see it all in the movies. We read it in the tabloids, but we just, it's not quite the same here in Australia. You are Kim Kardashian's divorce lawyer, and we appreciate you chatting this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I got played. And I'm not, like, upset because...
You sound upset.
I deserved it. I am responsible for... I am responsible for doing the Savage Santa at the end of the year. And I'm looking forward to it. And we're now including the kids as well. So it's my family, my extended family, and the kids are going to get involved. So I've got to get a lot of presents. And I thought, well, why don't I get some really good ones and then I'll get some bollocks ones. You know how you need it.
Are you planning Savage Santa this year?
Yes.
Already?
In February.
Yes, because I last year spent it not with my family, and I just appreciate the Christmas that we're going to have.
So that's a big call to buy things now because they mightn't be
so
great.
I got you the hottest item of...
Yeah.
Well, I just get things that are on sale. Yeah. So you should... Dan Murphy's vouchers.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, they're not... Yeah. So yeah, stuff like that, you know, things that people really want. I haven't got the voucher, travel voucher as well.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you want to go.
They'd be on sale at the moment, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
But I decided, why don't I do the gift of nothing?
Right.
So there is an item that you can get, and it's literally called the gift of nothing. And it comes in this little plastic ball, and it's the perfect thing for someone who has everything or the person that says, don't get me anything. Yeah. And the description of it is pretty cool, and it is a legitimate item that you can see there. And it's like a cylinder, and it's got nothing in it. And it says, congratulations, you've received the gift of nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. There is something in minimalistic. And it goes on with this beautiful saying for it.
It's like a plastic sphere with a big card around it. So you're getting an item, but there's it is actually in.
Yeah, the gift of nothing is for yours to discover. And like I said, a beautiful saying with it, okay? Right.
It's like an empty see-through Christmas bauble.
Yeah, that's how you'd describe it. And I thought it's going to be a joke for the person that gets it.
Yeah.
It was $40. And I thought, $40, although it's a bit of a joke, no way. So I found it on eBay, da-ding, for $19. Free postage. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
So.
God, what a saving. $19.
I went to the post and I got an envelope, right? And I opened it up and it said the word nothing.
Oh my God, this guy's a genius. This guy's a genius.
So it literally, the description says you're buying nothing.
Oh, nah, mate. But they posted a photo of the legitimate gift, which is something.
Oh, I'd like, love this you is something take that, you that to court.
Yep.
I hope with my jury duty, this is the case that I get. Yep. Is this truly fraud? She's an idiot. No way. Not a chance.
But even though I got nothing, I still wanted the product.
Yeah, you still wanted the ball of nothing.
You bought nothing and you got nothing.
Well, technically, she got something, but it was still nothing.
I launched a case.
Oh.
Because so you can dispute it on eBay.
You can dispute it. And I said to him, look, this is not accurate. And when you can dispute it, you can say what it is. And I said, it's not what I ordered. Showed him the photo of what they're marketing and showed what I got, which was an empty bloody envelope.
Yeah. I'd love to have been in that. Check this out.
Yeah.
Got nothing.
She got nothing.
She bought nothing. You got nothing.
Literally. So then I did the photos and I sent it through them and you request a refund.
Yeah.
And the person that did it is obviously running a scam and said that they'll refund it, but they only did a partial refund because they didn't want to pay for postage. I'm like, nah.
So they took the couple of dollars off.
Yeah. So I paid $19 and they offered me a thing for, they offered me for
$16. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, nah, this doesn't really work like that. Anyway, so then I disputed it and then they came back and they said, we'll offer you $15. I'm like, I don't know how this is going for you, but you've just gone down.
Yeah.
So I had to write to eBay about it, and I think they did a little bit of a laugh, and now they're going to get it refunded.
But you still want the ball.
Yeah, I still want nothing.
Mm.
But you got nothing. This is the thing. I wouldn't be giving you your money back. I'd be like, no.
The only way you would have a legal dispute. The only way you could have a legal dispute if you said, don't get me anything, and then you got them.
They sent you, I ordered nothing, and you sent me a plastic ball, idiot. What are you doing?
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
At the end of the show, we rip out the piano and we take a moment to reflect on the day we've shared together.
I do appreciate that my friends listen to the show. I think that's very nice. And sometimes they like to prove that they listen to the show, so they send me updates on stuff I've said. Like, you've always been a sucker. Thanks for that, because I bought nothing online and I got nothing, but I wanted a specific product. And you guys remember when you were so excited you got all those clothes for so cheap? And he kept posting around to everyone saying, I got them. And then they arrived and they were doll clothes.
Oh, yes. I do remember that. Good time.
So that you thought you bought designer clothes.
Is that like Louis Vuitton ripoff or something? And I was like, look at it, man. Like, that's so cool. And then it came and it was a tiny little miniature doll. Thanks, but no thanks.
Earlier in the show, we were discussing the one thing that you've never been able to change about your partner.
Mm.
And I mentioned the one thing that my wife won't shut, cover doors or drawers.
Mm.
She's now texting me the more than one things.
Oh, God.
That she she puts up with, so, yeah.
You did say about the boxes as well out the front.
What are you doing?
I'm just reminding you because you seem to have forgotten.
And then all the other stuff off air.
Yeah, you did say a lot. Oh, it's weird because you love her so much.
I'm the only person in this team who has access to the off-air recordings.
No, everybody does. Adrian's got down there. You just got to ask him. And Stav's better friends with Adrian than you are. In fact, a lot of people do. None of you two don't, though.
You don't. What I'm saying is they don't check it as frequently as I do. So don't play with me, player.
Wow. Really?
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay. All right. Hey.
Hey. To be fair, I got a lot of text messages last night that I could share. Team, if you guys really want to, why do you think I pulled out of...
Thanks for no thanks.
I don't mind.
Thanks for no thanks.
I don't mind.
Thanks for no thanks.
Some good gear.
Thanks for no thanks.
I think I may have to issue an apology because...
You're forgiven.
Thank you. I don't know. I'm going out on a limb here, but a couple of thanks but no thanks ago, I mentioned that Garbo's only have one job, and the garbage was all over the street. And I had to put on rubber gloves and it was all that bin juice and it was horrible. And it's that, and they've got to get it from my bin into their truck. Yesterday was bin day, their house. Came pulling into my driveway. And there, right in the middle of the driveway, was the wheelie bin.
Oh, so he reversed up and stuck it there, and I'm going to show you.
There you go, champ.
You jerk face.
Get out of my car, wheel it over to the little bin area.
Don't forget, your bin holds a lot of secrets too, so you got to have trust in your garbage man.
Isn't that always what paparazzi do? They go through the celebrity bins. Yeah. And then that was thing is illegal. Like they weren't putting it on the curb.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was still on their property.
They're trespassing.
Yeah.
I'll write that down.
Do you have that many secrets, though?
No.
I've found a few.
Have you now? In my bin.
Don't play with me, player.
Wow, you're really getting
wow.
dirt, aren't you? This jury duty's going to your head, dude. You're not a prosecutor.
No, they're mainly...
Like, you're just in a group of people making a decision. No, it's you know, you're not
my
the judge.
It's my defence one day. So I'm collecting on everyone, so when you come for me.
You want to go, me, Stav? I know you had pizza on Tuesday night.
Oh, no way. You told everyone you had curry.
please don't tell anyone. So thanks for nothing.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Hey, that's the podcast, guys. Have a great one. Bye.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.